Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the latest, yumadailynews.com. This St. Patrick's Day weekend, San Luis's police department will be out in force conducting DUI and step enforcement. You can get more info on that right now at yumadailynews.com. The city of Yuma Parks and Rec is looking for volunteers who would love to coach basketball. Youth basketball registration will be opening soon. Contact information can be found at yumadailynews.com. A new bill that would make daylight saving time the nation's law of the land is one step closer to becoming a law. The Senate approved it unanimously, sending the measure to the House with Arizona Democrat Kristen Sinema voicing her approval. The Senate bill was authored by Florida Republican Marco Rubio and Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse. Yuma Proving Ground is gearing up for their annual summer camps. They're just months away in June. Now is the time to sign up for those students wanting to get involved. Get that info now at yumadailynews.com. That's the latest. More local stories at yumadailynews.com. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back, maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
It's back! The Car-Razy Car Racing Giveaway is here at Quachan Casino Resort. Join us Saturdays, February 5th and 19th, and March 5th and 26th, every hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you could have the chance to race your way to the finish line. The first place winners of each race will advance to the final round for the chance to win one of four brand new cars or a share of $70,000. So much, so close. Quachan Casino Resort.
Must be 21 and older. Management reserves all rights.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning in the studio, of course, we do have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning we have Tom Tyree, the former Yuma County Superintendent and now Superintendent of Study. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning to both of you. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Tom. And so you told me a couple weeks ago that that was the one job that you were willing to leave the county position for. Why is that?
You know, I think career and technical education has been a passion of mine for a long time. I tell people that I don't have a dog in the fight in the sense that, that I wasn't a career and technical education teacher when I was in the classroom a long time ago. But number one, I think for the sake of our community, our business community, which obviously you represent, and the learning of our students. I think, number one, that our students need to have a good idea of the careers that are out there that they might be interested in, and the preparation that it takes in order to go into those careers. And then the other part of that, of course, is then the training that goes along with it, so that our students have the skills necessary to be successful in our workforce. So because of that, I've seen that importance for a long time, and just have come to realize how important that is to our students. But the other thing is that the learning that takes place itself, in terms of the way that learning happens, I think is just important for general education mm-hmm. purposes. And Kimberly, I know that you have some experience in that area. But, any time that our students learn in a way in which they're it's hands-on and project-based types of learning that's relevant, I just think learning takes better. And so I think just generally in all of our academic areas, I think we could take some really important direction and cues from the way that we teach in career and technical education. And I think that, obviously a lot of our academic areas do that. But I think because of that, and because of the learning that our students experience, that in the end, what happens is that they're much more engaged. And mm-hmm. when they're engaged, their learning is going to be improved.
Do you find that, because I have a high schooler at home who, when am I ever going to use this? Yeah. And whereas in career and technical education, you can point out when they're going to use it. Do you find that helps?
Yes, absolutely. And once again, the great thing about career and technical education is that it requires that the learning that takes place in your other academic areas, whether it be in science, math, language arts, or whatever, you need to have those important skills in order to be mm-hmm. Successful in whatever it is that you're training for in the career and technical education area. So I think it really, it kind of crosswalks both ways, if you will. So, but obviously, if you are working on something that requires, that you learn a skill in preparation for a job, I think students can see the relevance of that, and I think as a result, per your thought or comment, then it does have more importance to them because that connection takes place.
Right, because I my son already says, when he does an English paper, he's like, why do I have to know how to do this? And I'm like, well, you're going to be an engineer, you have to be able to write reports.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's why, you have to understand how to research, and you have to, even though you're not necessarily researching something you're interested in now, the skills will come in handy later.
Absolutely. And the way that we want that learning to take place and the skills that we want our students to have include problem solving. So the mm-hmm. idea is not just to learn, rote learning, not to learn just those skills, although important because that's the foundation, mm-hmm. but how do you apply those skills? How do you apply that learning to solving a problem or performing a task?
Well, and problem solving is huge. I feel like we kind of went away from that we went straight to math and reading and writing, which is important. But I feel like we kind of lost our
critical thinking,
our critical thinking type stuff for a while without the CTE.
Absolutely. And then, and then there's a whole set of what we'd call soft skills that are a part of that process. And those include things like working together in teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's a model where people can work together to solve a problem. And as a result, I think the product's better than if we work individually. And if you look at, at the real world, if you look at the way we do, that people operate their businesses, the way we do things that allow us to make the scientific improvements that we need to go through or make, I think what we understand is that many times that is the result of a team. I mean, I'm just trying to think of some examples that people might relate to. But if you go back and the world we live in right now, and we talk about some of the issues related to nuclear warfare or whatever. But if you go mm-hmm. back to the time when the United States developed the first atomic bomb,
sure,
that was something that mm-hmm. was created by a number of people that were very obviously very smart mm-hmm. Scientists, but they worked together to create, that what was called the Manhattan Project, for those of us that are American history buffs, and that was led to that. Now, you could debate whether or not that was a great idea, but launched us into the nuclear age.
They did something that they didn't even know could be done.
Exactly.
It was a theory.
And that was not the work of any one person, but the work of several people.
That goes on today. Look at SpaceX, the things they're accomplishing, the new inventions, new alloys, because they're getting the best minds from MIT, from engineers, and they're assembling them because they have a mission. And SpaceX seems to be one with a with really pushing the envelope, wanting to do things. So what that does is excites all the talent. They want to work for SpaceX.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And you look at the, you know, if you go to any of the centers that are out there where that type of work takes place, I think what draws people to those types of centers of excellence or innovation, if you will, are the ability to work together and to work in a space, a physical space where it actually lends itself to that type of work product. And so I think that's the type of thing that when we work with our students today that we are wanting them to be able to do is to work effectively with others or in a team to accomplish a goal or task.
Can you think of an example, though, right now where people don't work within a team? I mean, almost even in my own office. Where we're not building rockets, but we certainly are a team.
But we got a lot of people doing individuals because we got people working at home.
That's true.
A lot of them.
But you know what? It's still a team. It's
at the end of the day, it comes together as a single project, but it loses something.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that has taken place that we saw in the last couple of years, of course, is with the pandemic, that is that our students were home working virtually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, I think there's a time and a place for people, obviously, to do tasks individually.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the idea is to bring those ideas together and to work in a group so that you can be more effective.
Yeah, but I think I agree completely. Teaching it would be interesting on how you do that because it's not a matter of just working in a group, but it's a communication skill of not only speaking but listening and accepting. And that's a special talent when you get a group that does that.
Yeah. And one of the challenges that we faced in career technical education at that time, of course, I was still county superintendent of schools, but we had our Yuma ABEC program that we've been working on developing now over a number of years. But as our students were working at home virtually, our challenge was to figure out some ways that students could still do hands-on activities while they were learning in that capacity.
Tough to do, but good for you for working it out. Mm-hmm. But you need to take a break.
Okay, well, with that, we will take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
High pressure is not going anywhere, and so that means the sunshine and the warm weather will continue for the rest of the week. We're breezy today, 88 this afternoon, just slightly cooler tomorrow, 85, back up into the upper 80s Friday.
Are you a safe driver? Are you looking to save money? With DriveWise from Allstate, the safer you drive, the more you can save. At Allstate, better protection costs a whole lot less. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
Arizona Marketplace is the largest and best outdoor market in Yuma County. Looking for unique items? Arizona Marketplace is your place. It's safe, clean, even the bathrooms, shade, daily entertainment, food vendors, and RV storage. If unique is what you seek, they have everything you're looking for. Daily entertainment suitable for all ages. So round up the crew and head over to Arizona Marketplace. You just have to explore it. 3351 South Avenue 4E. Open Thursday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning, we have Tom Tyree, Superintendent of Study. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning again. Once again, thanks for having me.
Of course, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about Study, because we didn't talk about Study when we first started. We were talking about CTE, but tell us more about Study and what it is and what it does.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to do that. And, you know, by the way, I'm still learning a lot myself. if you think about it, I officially started on February the 14th, so I've been on the job officially for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did serve in a kind of an interim capacity as I was trying to be county superintendent, mm-hmm. and to help Steady out as
you
well.
You interacted with them all along.
Yeah, you're right.
You were part of that team.
And I was there at the beginning when Steady was created. So,
sure.
I think, some foundational knowledge. But nevertheless, there's an awful lot for me to learn. And a big part of what I'm trying to do is really, communicate with our community. And part of that is being accomplished by being with you guys here today to talk about that, to communicate and let people know what Steady is. And then the other part is to determine what the needs are. I think that as an organization, one of the things we have to do is we have to be very open to communicating with our public to determine what our needs are. And so that's what I'm trying to figure
and,
out.
And you want to know that from the parents, the kids, the employers, I guess all the above.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's incorporated into what Steady does, and I'll get into our specific functions here in just a second, but one of the things that we do is we have advisory committees or councils.
Mm-hmm.
And what they are, they are industry people that sit with us in the various programs that we offer to provide us some input in terms of what we're teaching and what the needs of our community are. So I think one of the things that I need to do, or any educator needs to do, is really to survey our community, our business partners, our parents, and our students to determine what our needs are, and then create programs or adjust our programs so that they meet the needs of our community and the students that we're trying to educate.
Of course, we're pretty specific in this community as far as, you know, what we do and don't do, but agriculture is big. You know, mm-hmm. obviously the commercial building and the trades like that, which are big in every community.
Absolutely.
Plumbing, electrical, all that stuff. But higher technologies are becoming common in every business too. I mean, computerization and Wi-Fi stuff.
Absolutely.
Everything's.
And there's some really good data out there. One of the things that's important for me to be aware of is to know what the data is. And there's some data that's been generated by the Arizona Economic Department of Opportunity. And by county in the state, it determines what our high need areas are in terms of workers that are necessary for us, you know, to be competitive. And so an example of that would obviously be agriculture, although interestingly enough, it's not on that list, which I find kind of hard to believe. But for example, diesel mechanics and the mm-hmm. operation of heavy machinery are real high on the list.
Right.
And there is a crossover there to agriculture, because obviously we have a lot of large farming implements that are out mm-hmm. in the fields that have to be operated and they have to be serviced. So that makes some sense. So we look at data like that, and then once again, we talk to different groups. So I've talked, for example, to some folks in agriculture here recently, once I came on board, and said, I'd like to convene a meeting of experts in your industry to talk about what kinds of programs should we be developing that support that particular industry.
And I'd be interested in what they came up with, but I think you covered it probably. But
no, we haven't met yet. No,
no, but I mean, I think you've covered it when you say diesel mechanics. Mm-hmm. You know, we need those kind of things. They'll train the harvest part.
They will, and I think our ag people would tell us that ag is science. So
yeah, well, it is.
So mm-hmm. how do we drill down in another example of a high tech area would be the area of drones.
Mm-hmm.
And the Human High School District has a drone program right now.
What do they do with the drone? I mean, is it a matter of designing new drones, construction new drones, or just drone operation?
I all of the above. I think how is a drone used, for example, in the area of agriculture? So there's some surveying and things mm-hmm. that's done with drones, and frankly, probably at a higher level than I'm able to kind of figure out. But
you can
survey, but mm-hmm. application, knowing where the needs are is, do we need more water, less water?
Yeah, they can
those
look
types
at
of
plant
things.
Development.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And see what the plants need through some kind of stupid cameras.
Yeah, but it obviously anything that we can do like that allows us to take whatever our precious resources are and use them more effectively has got to be important. So anyway, back to your question, what do we do? Okay, well, first of all, one of the things we do is we support what we call our satellite campuses. And those are the programs that are in the high schools themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, in Yuma County, we have around 8,000 students that are taking career and technical education courses in our two high school districts that are our partners, which is the Yuma Union High School District and the Antelope District. So we support them. The last 2 years, we've averaged about $5 million that STEADY has provided in money to support a lot of different activities. And that might be in the building of actual facilities. It's for the purchasing of equipment. And it's mm-hmm. to support our students, for example, and maybe some of the competitions that they compete in at the state and national level. So that's right now, that's one of our primary areas that really we're really focused on. In addition, we offer courses right at our building itself, which are what we call central campus courses. And we offer those in three areas right now, which is in coding, is in animation, and in the health assistance area.
Okay.
And then the third area that we provide support in is that students who want to take career and technical education courses out on our community college, our great community college, Arizona Western College, if those students want to enroll in courses out there, then we will pay the tuition for those students as long as they are in career and technical education courses and they are working towards achieving or receiving a certificate in that area. So those are our three primary areas. And so right now what we're doing is one, trying to make sure that those areas are areas that are functioning well, function at a high level, and trying to support as best we can. And then the next step, I think, beyond that would be along the lines of what we were just discussing with respect to what are some new programs that we might want to create that will provide the skills and the support our business community needs.
Well, and the things we need to do is obvious, but there's other things that we don't do yet probably that aren't obvious that are a big need for all communities, and that's in technical. Technical is what's exploding. I would assume it's going to continue to explode.
It is, and I before we went on air, I was just talking about having visited the new facility out at Arizona Western College out to Cuyahoga Wash in the Welton area. And it's amazing technology out there. I had an opportunity to meet with their director of operations out there, Sam Colton, who their community knows real well, is a leader in the area of welding. And some very, very state-of-the-art equipment out there. that are, you know, that is available to our students that want to take courses out in that area. So yes, I think what we're doing is something that I always envision, which is STEM related types of things, very high technical stuff.
Yeah, you're not going to come out of ready to go work for Elon Musk out of high school, but you're going to give them some basics. It's going to let them work in as an apprentice or move on to further education.
Exactly. You know, first of all, we don't want any courses that we offer to be viewed as terminal. We would really like for our students to think in terms of post-secondary training and achieving a college degree.
Well, with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
They won't listen. Governor Jan Brewer warned Obama and the Democrats about the invasion at our border, but they won't listen. Despite the drugs and the crime and the trafficking flooding into our communities, Biden, Harris, and Democrats in Washington did nothing. Karen Taylor Robeson will end this madness.
I'm Karen Taylor Robeson. I have a tough 6-point plan to finally secure our border. As governor, I'll surge National Guard troops to the border, equip the Border Strike Force with the latest technology, and finish the wall.
Jan Brewer famously went toe-to-toe with Barack Obama on the immigration crisis. Now, Governor Brewer calls Karen's border security plan comprehensive, effective, and most importantly, achievable. Read Karen's detailed plan at KarenForArizona.com.
I will fight back, secure the border, and finish the wall.
Karen Taylor Robeson, for governor. Paid for by Karen for Arizona. Authorized by Karen Taylor Robeson.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from Accounts Payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Live on stage, Nelly. Down, down, baby, your street in the rain. Roll a street sweeper, baby, got ready to let it go. Hip hop's favorite rider. So take off all your clothes. Nelly, live. Song and you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Just a little bit. April 14th at the Gridshawn Casino Resort. Tickets on sale now at playqcr.com or the casino box office. Nelly.
Dirty exterior? Don't scrub it. Wet it and forget it. Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and Forget works overtime with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on the exterior of your home with no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach. Use Wet and Forget on all your outdoor surfaces, including decks, siding, roofs, and patios. Wet and Forget is available as a concentrate or extreme reach hose end. Purchase Wet and Forget in-store or online at Lowe's, Menards, Ace, or Walmart.
Sea,
time. Oh, brother.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to our regular program, I do, of course, have some announcements for the Chamber. First of all, we have our next member mixer coming up on March 23rd. The deadline to register is March 18th at noon, although we will be selling some tickets at the door for those people that decided at the last minute they want to come. This one's going to be, well, they're all fun. So this one's going to be at the Yuma County Fairgrounds, though, and I had the fair dinner yesterday and started already getting a preview of everything that's coming for the Yuma County Fair, and so I'm excited about this one. We're going to have it in the beer garden, and there's going to be fair food, and clearly there's going to be beer if it's at the beer garden, but there will be soda and water for people who would prefer that. But so that one's going to be March 23rd. Again, deadline to register for the early people is noon on March 18th, but we will be selling some tickets at the door.
What do tickets cost?
If you do an advance, $5, right. And they are $10 at the door.
And it starts at 6?
5:30.
5:30.
Russ is putting it in his calendar already. I can see him doing it. He's like, I want to go to the fair. and then Thursday, April 14th at 6:30 in the morning, we will be doing Good Morning Yuma as we do every month. This month, the program is going to be Gladys Brown from the airport. So we'll be hearing more about Fly Yuma. I always love talking to Gladys because she has all these tips about like how to get lower airfare and, you know, about my luggage and about what time to check in. And she's a wealth of knowledge for anybody that's thinking about traveling. Not only is she a wealth of knowledge about the airport, but she's a wealth of knowledge for those people who are thinking about traveling somewhere. And especially right now when every penny counts, not that it doesn't always, but fuel prices going up, airplane ticket prices, of course, are also going up. So that should be an excellent program. On April 22nd will be the Amazing Race Yuma County. I highly recommend, if you don't know what it is, if you're kind of thinking about what exactly is this, we did this last year. Everybody that did it last year has come up to me and said, I hope you're doing it again. I had so much fun. I've already had people saying I had a team in it last year. I plan to have a team in it again this year. So go to Facebook and search hashtag Amazing Race YC. So that's hashtag Amazing Race YC, and all the photos, well, not all, but most of the photos from last year will come up because everybody used that hashtag last year, and you'll get to see some of the challenges they did, and it's kind of a crazy way to go around and visit some of the businesses here in town. We are still taking applications for challenge locations, so if you're a business and think you would like the teams to come do something in your business, whether it's a bank and have them count play money, or last year the airport had them pull a water truck. Lynn Gouge and Mary Kay had people put makeup on each other blindfolded. I know that Howard over at the Freedom Library had people take a Constitution quiz. I mean, it's kind of it's up to your imagination what challenge you could have people do at your business. But it is a crazy day, and that is Friday, April 22nd. And then on Wednesday, April 27th, our next member mixer will be down in San Luis at Rolls and Bowls. And I know that Abraham Andrade has a lot of stuff planned for that. I know that he's also involved with Chicanos, the art collective. And I know that he's planning on having some artists there, possibly a band. He's still working on putting together a great program. So I know that is going to be an excellent member mixer. So we have a lot of things coming up at the Chamber. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to everyone who came out Friday night for our annual dinner. Thanks to Russ for serving as our auctioneer that night. Thanks to our gongers. Of course, thanks to our sponsors and our diamond sponsor, Achieve Human Services. It was great. Without everybody involved in that program, it wouldn't have been as great as it was, but I've received such positive feedback. I think everybody had a great time. At least I hope everybody had a great time, and that's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And everybody kind of forgets the Chamber. We actually are a relatively small nonprofit. We fortunately have forged excellent relationships within the community and with our elected officials. But we're actually a relatively small nonprofit and have to do those fundraisers to keep our doors open and keep operating just like all nonprofits do. So thank you to everyone who supported that event and helped us keep doing all the things that we're doing. And so with that, of course, Russ is in the studio with me still this morning. Good morning, Russ. And then, of course, we have Tom Tyree, the superintendent of study. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning again. And, you know, Kimberly, I think I would be remiss hearing you talk about all the great activities that the Chamber's put on. But the Chamber's been a great partner with our educational community, especially in the area of current technical education. And when I was still County Superintendent of Schools, you guys were really an outstanding partner with us with our UMA ABEC program, which is our Middle School Careers Exploration Program. You might remember that you guys really helped us with an event that we held out to the college a while back, mm-hmm. where we assembled a really good number of people in the community to talk about career and technical education. So many of your chamber members have contributed to some of our programs, have gone into the classroom, and we want to encourage them to continue to do that. But for me, the key word is the word partnership, and that's absolutely what we're trying to do is create partnerships between education and especially STEADY and our business community. And we really appreciate the support you and the chamber has given to us.
Well, thank you. But we realize that without you, we have no workers. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's hugely important. I mean, it's, you know, starting out my career, well, I started out my career, as you know, in education, and then switched over to career and technical education on a very, you know, I was only in a classroom, in a traditional classroom for 2 years before I switched over to running apprenticeships and career and technical education. So, quickly learned how important that is to the business community. And, you know, I grew up at a time where so many did, where college was pushed and career and technical education wasn't. So it was a little bit of a leap for me back just a few years ago, more than I care to admit, to make that jump and to figure out how important the career and technical education was and how you don't necessarily, I didn't look at it that way, but the math and the science and everything else that's involved in those programs is it's huge.
But, well, you know, two things from the comments that you just made. Number one is that, once again, I want to emphasize that it doesn't have to be either or.
No, absolutely.
In fact, what we say in the state of Arizona is that we want our students to be college and career ready.
Yep.
And obviously, you don't go to college just for the sake of going to college anyway. The idea is to learn a skill.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for most of mm-hmm. us anyway. And so I think that we want to emphasize that. The other thing that you just touched on very briefly that I'd like to highlight, because this is an area that I think we've got some work to do in as well. You talked about the idea of apprenticeships.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think that we really want to explore and to allow our students to have more opportunities in is the area of doing apprenticeships or internships,
mm-hmm.
Job shadowing, things like that, where our students, besides receiving the instruction that they do in our classrooms, can actually go out and see what people actually do out in the field and to maybe in some cases have an opportunity to work side by side with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we in our medical assistance program, one of the things really important is for our students to have clinicals where they can actually go out and do some of the real work that mm-hmm. it's going to prepare them, to actually assume a job then that we hope that they're going to find at our hospital or in one of our doctor's offices or clinics or whatever. So that's something that really we're really going to be focused on going forward.
Break time.
Right, already?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
America's been thunderstruck by the all-new 2022 Outlander. At Bill Alexander Flight Line Mitsubishi, get high style without the high price. Plus, an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today and get 2.9% APR for 72 months and a $250 cash rebate. During the spring sales event at Bill Alexander Flight Line Mitsubishi, get thunderstruck. 72 monthly payments of $15.15 for $1,000 financed at 2.9 APR. Available through Ally Financial, subject to approved credit and insurance. Some customers will not qualify. Price terms and vehicle availability may vary. May not combine with factory cash rebates. See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/22.
Don't say gay? because Don't Say Gay isn't right. Back in a minute with your politics question of the day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-368-1307. 800-368-1307. 800-368-1307. That's 800-368-1307.
Florida has passed the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which bans the teaching of gender identity and sexual orientation in grades K through 3. However, teachers are permitted to begin discussing sexuality in the fourth grade. Numerous media outlets are instead referring to HB 1557 as the Don't Say Gay Bill, a tactic Florida Governor Ron DeSantis takes issue with, as he says the bill does not prevent anyone from saying the word gay. Question: do you think Florida's bill is about not saying gay, or do you think it's about parental rights?
We have the world at our fingertips, inspiration in our touch, and power in our hands. Our hands. Gentle enough to hold the next generation, yet strong enough to build movements that can change the world. Our hands can build relationships, frame ideas, and empower communities. We have the ability to share and imagine, create and comfort, love and heal the world around us. And it doesn't stop there. Right here, in our hands, we have the power to save a life. If you see a teen or adult suddenly collapse, call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest.
The power is in your hands.
Anthem Foundation is the proud national supporter of the American Heart Association's Hands Only CPR campaign.
What's the best audio service you never have to pay for? Local Arizona Radio. No subscriptions, no user passwords, no internet required. Just hours of great music, local Arizona news, sports, and more. Up and down your AM/FM dial. Listen in your car, on your smartphone, or your smart speaker. When you plug into local radio, you get great free programming, and you support your community. Find your favorite Arizona stations today at plugintoaz.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in the studio, of course, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Tom Tyree, the Superintendent of Study. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Hello again.
Hello again. I know. So, Tom, what are your visions for the future? I mean, you've only had a month at Study, and I understand that. But where do you want Study to go?
He's not new.
Well, okay, he's not new. He's new in that position.
New to that position, you're right. I think it's important to have a vision. But, you know, anytime that you create a vision, number one, it's not just Tom Tyree's vision. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that I have a sense or idea what that needs to be. But I think it needs to be a collective vision. So, number one, as I was saying earlier in the program, for me, it's really important to really have a pulse of what's going on in our community and what people think that our mission should be. So, taking that into consideration, then once again, the first first thing we need to do is we need to assemble a really quality team of people in STEADI. And we have some positions that need to be filled that are going to help us, you know, to that end. And then the other thing is to really start to take a look at the programs we're offering, especially in our central campus programs, as well as out at the community college, and then to figure out ways to make sure that our students are successful. What we know is that our students that are taking college courses, I think we need to probably have a stronger advising capacity, give them an orientation, and to do some things with them so that they can be successful when they take those courses out there, because that is a transition from being a high school student to being a college student. And there are a different set of expectations, and you have to get enrolled into the classes successfully. And so I think there's a counseling component of that we need to add to what we're doing so that our students can be more successful. So focused on doing that, trying to improve on the quality of our programs. This last Friday, we had an entire day of professional development for our teachers that are in our programs that we offered, you know, at STEADI itself, so that they can become better and, you know, better on the instructional side. The people that teach our courses come from industry, have a strong understanding and background in whatever industry they come from, but they haven't necessarily had the training that teachers typically have when they go through a teacher certification or preparation program. So what we need to do is to merge those two skills together. So last Friday we had 8 hours of instruction. We had somebody come down from Phoenix, work with our central campus staff to start to develop in that area. So I think it starts with really working on the foundation, making sure that what we're already doing is at real quality, and then from there, then start to build out.
And I can totally understand that, because at the apprenticeship programs that I ran, I went through its master trainer program so that I could teach them how to teach.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, they were all excellent at whatever, whether, you know, ours was a construction, clearly electrical or whatever, but getting in front of a classroom is a whole new ballgame for most of them.
Absolutely the case. And then the other part of my vision is to get our community, especially our business community, to really be partners with us in what we're doing at STEADI and in career and technical education in general. So that's the nice thing about having been in Yuma for a long time, which I think is what Russ was alluding to earlier about. I'm not new, but you know, we have a great community here, and that's a great part of this job is being able to develop those partnerships. And so if we could really bring our business community in partnership with education, then we're going to be more effective.
So speaking of which, if you had one wish, what would you ask the business community to do?
You know, I think be more engaged and understand the different ways we do that. And you really opened up probably something that I wanted to make sure that I included in this conversation. We have a platform that's called Community Share.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on our Yuma ABEC website, or you can go on our STEADI website. And what Community Share does is it allows our teachers to make our community aware of some different areas that people can provide service or assistance in. And it also allows our business community to say, you know, I have this particular skill, or I would like to do this. Would somebody like to invite me to be a partner or come in?
Mm-hmm.
So I think facilitating those types of partnerships and getting people to understand the importance of partnering with education and vice versa. If you gave me the magic wand, we would continue to build on that and improve in that area.
Well, that Community Share website is easy to use. Heidi and I were working on a video, Heidi with ABEC, for
right.
those that don't know. We were working on a video to show, and so basically I went in and signed up while she walked me through it. I wouldn't have needed somebody to walk me through it. It's super easy.
But even for someone like me, it's easily done. But, you know, as I always say, I don't care how good your platform or your website is, if people do not know that it exists, then they're not going to get to it. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're doing right now. And our program here is to make sure that people are aware of community share.
New programs, and I mean like new classes, and I'm sure they've been added to, and I know you do even graphic design and things like that. You take them also that you're familiar? You take graphic design?
Do I take personally?
Yeah, personally, you can sit down and play a little bit with the graphic design stuff?
No, I have not done
that.
You
don't do that?
But I'll tell you what I am.
I highly recommend you don't.
what I have done, though, is that I have gone into our animation classroom where graphic design is a part of what they do. Uh-huh. And it's a very engaging class, and our students are doing, in fact, the class that I observed just last week, our students were making doing some advertising for a fictitious pizza place where they had to create the visuals, the graphic design itself. Mm-hmm. And then they worked on some stuff that relates to lighting that people need to know if they're going to do something on a television set or whatever. So they really do some very high level things in there.
Now, as a business guy, could I go to them and have them do something for me?
I was thinking that same thing.
Well, you know, the answer to that I think is yes, and there's a
obviously there'd be a fee involved.
Well, there's a program in Phoenix that a long time ago when I was on the State Board of Education that I visited in the Paradise Valley School District where mm-hmm. a teacher had a classroom of very intelligent, highly motivated kids, and they did a lot of really hands-on kinds of things in there.
Mm-hmm.
That teacher and that class actually became very entrepreneurial and created their own business and started doing work for the community and bringing money in to support their program.
Well, and EVIT does too. I used to get my videos done at EVIT. I used to get a lot of my projects done at the East Valley Institute of Technology in Mesa because they did a lot of stuff for the community. Yeah. So it's an excellent opportunity.
Those are those real world kind of activities mm-hmm. where students can really do the kinds of things that they're actually preparing for in terms of a career.
Exactly, and it worked out great. I mean, they did stuff for me, green screen and all sorts of stuff that I wouldn't have even thought of doing, but they would come to me with their design ideas and, you know, those young, fresh minds, they don't think the way I think.
Well, you know, but that's the unique and great thing about our Yuma, our community, is that we are the type of community where people really get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you asked me earlier, you know, what if I had one wish, what would it be? It was, you know, to create those partnerships and get the business community involved with what we're doing. You know what, I think the type of community we are, that, you know, that our chances of being successful in that area are really good. And mm-hmm. that's, once again, that's what's very unique and great about our community.
You're done.
Okay, well, really quick, yumaabec.com is where you can find that community share link. Thank you so much for coming on this morning, Tom. I appreciate it. Appreciate all you do. And you've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Call 855-1-HOUR for a free service call with completed repair. Don't forget, we're
always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime. Always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Advertising used to be easy. You had one newspaper, a couple of radio stations, and 3 TV networks. Now there are hundreds of media choices, websites, email, social media. But you don't know Pinterest from TikTok. Wouldn't it be good if there was someone who could explain it all to you so it made sense? Someone who could show you every option and what might make sense in your situation. Well, there is. Book an appointment with one of our marketing experts and get a free business consultation at yumaadvertising.com.
Her words weren't written under peaceful shade, but under fear for her life.
Everyone
everyone has inside a piece of good news.
For two agonizing years, she worried about being caught by the Nazis.
The good news is that you don't know how great you can be.
Though her story ended early, her words live on.
I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains.
With her positive outlook, Anne Frank continues to fill us with hope. Hope. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
The Kitchen Mansion for Microbes. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-368-1307. 800-368-1307. 800-368-1307. That's 800-368-1307.
A new study by Duke University found that the average kitchen sponge contains more than 80 strains of E. coli bacteria. And no matter how often one replaces that sponge, the replacement will soon end up hosting the same population of bacteria. The problem with sponges is that, just like big city apartment buildings, sponges provide large apartment units for microbes that live with big families and small apartment units for those microbes that like to live alone. Question: do you wash your dirty dishes with a cloth or a sponge?
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.